y que vivas tristeza.
Listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We are live in the studio for the first time in several years.
840 days. I just had to do the math.
Yeah, the last show, I believe, was the 20th of March of 2020.
I think it was March 11th of 2020.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
You know, it's so long I don't even remember. Yeah. That's how long it's been. Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah? Awesome. How you doing, Phil?
All right.
I was able to log in to create a playlist and stuff.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. We're all still figuring out how to do live radio.
It's like riding a bike.
It is like riding a bike.
A little bit.
I kind of suck at riding bikes, though.
Yeah, I was.
I just fall over.
My balance was never that great. It took me a really long time to learn how to ride a bike. This will be easier. I gotta
anyway,
say, this will be easier.
This is a great first time in 2 years we're talking about bikes. I love it. I love it. This is great. Anyway, I'm going to leave it to you, folks. I'm so happy that we're finally back here, and hope you guys will keep listening.
Yes. All right. That was producer Joel, everybody.
He will be mixing a live band later on tonight.
Yes.
Which we're very excited about.
Oh, yes. So yeah, this is our first live show back, so... I don't know about you, but I got used to so stuttering like I'm doing right now and editing that so I sound professional for all of those on-air slots during the pandemic. So, yeah, people will get to hear me stutter on the air again. Joy!
It'll be more human.
I guess so.
All right, so now we're going to play some... music from the Milling Gowns.
Awesome. 91.5 WMFO.
Pine tar after one heart. why I always acted like a fool. My head's been pounding now for days, and I could never help myself.
Listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Left 4 Dead from Richard James and the Name Changers. Before that, Where the Bodies Lay from Bello Bravo, who are playing a reunion show later next month. The next month starts, I think, in 2 days, something like that. And before that, we heard Where the Ground is Rust with Needles from the Milling Gowns. And now we're going to hear something from Milligram.
Wish If you wanted to, you'd give a little time. If I wanted to, I'd drop it on a dime. You can disagree, but I think I'll be fine. If you wanted to, you'd give a little time.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Cop Show from Hey Now, Morris Vader. Before that, Gotta Get Out of Here from The Lights Out. And Let's Pretend We Don't Know Each Other from Milligram. Now we're going to hear something from Blake Hazard.
Welcome. 91.5 WMFO, that was Blake Hazard with Love One. We have somebody on the line here. Hello, are you there? Oh. No, I guess not. Your 5-week anniversary. That's O Positive with you from Only Breathing Cloud Factory. Yes, so a little bit of a hiccup, but we have Justine on the line here.
Hello.
Hello, Justine.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, so, congratulations, guys, being back live again. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, as you could tell, we're a little rusty, but we'll get through it.
We shall.
This is Phil here, by the way, for anyone listening.
And this is Andrew.
Yes, Phil and Andrew here.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Andrew.
And we are talking to Justine of Justine and the Unclean and Red on Red Records. Yeah. And all kinds of fun stuff going on.
And all the amazing shows.
Yes, lots of shows coming up. And what brings
lots
you here?
Lots of rock. I'm here actually to tell everyone about Live Day, which is happening on Saturday, July 9th on this station. And people can tune in from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and hear all these amazing local musicians with their kind of live recorded performances and other things that they've done to contribute to Live Day. There are a bunch of names you've heard of here, so everybody should tune in.
That is excellent. So can you tell us who we're in for?
Can I tell you what? Sorry, I lost you for a second there.
Yeah. Oh, do you know who's coming in to perform, or who's submitting performances?
Yeah. Are you ready for this? I'm going to have to read off a stream of names.
Okay.
Rather than a stream of expletives. Anthony Kaczynski.
Excellent.
We love him.
Carissa Johnson. Crow Follow.
Wow.
Doug McDonald. Frank Rowe. Jennifer Truesdale. Larry Newman. Lisa Bastoni. Peter Parchek. Roberta Lamb. Samantha Farrell. Scott Damgard. State of the Union. The Cast Irons. Vicky Porter. Hold on, I need to take a breath. Okay. Viti Aruda, Bard Mancini, Corn Ashley, Danielle Moralia, Fomenico, Glowbox, Kate Dobbins, Lily Black, Little Billy Lost, Randy Black, Ronnie Desains, and MSS, Sarah Levesque, Smith E. Smitty, and the Fez Town, Sweet Wednesday, Tony Silver, and Will Bailey.
What was that?
And Will Daly. That's a lot of rock.
And Will Daly. That's,
yeah,
that's a
awesome
lot.
List.
That is amazing. So can you go into a little bit of the history behind Live Day?
Sure. So Live Day's been around for a while. The first time I did it was probably, I'm going to say, 4 years ago, and it was up at Salem State. Because it was at that point, I think that station's doing it, and also MFO's doing it. There are a lot of MFO people there helping out. And I did a live set by myself, live on air, which was terrifying. I only made one mistake, and it's because somebody in the audience looked at me funny, Larry Newman.
Oh, jeez.
Newman.
Newman.
But it was great. And then I got to do an interview afterwards, and everyone was super cool. And that was the first time that I did it. And I know it was actual people coming into the studio playing live for a while, and then we hit the pandemic, and the crew's been kind of experimenting with other ways to do it, with people sending in live recordings or people sending in videos, live videos, things like that that they can use, because I know you guys are just back now live in the studio. Right, and so while we were planning to stage live day, we didn't know when everyone's going to be able to come back in and play together.
Well, that's great, and with all of these artists taking part, this is going to be amazing. It is Saturday, July 9th.
It's Saturday, July 9th, and then if this live day is a collaboration between WMFO, Mark Skin Radio, and WMWM up in Salem, and so... it's gonna the show's gonna run on Markskin and Salem State WM later. Dates to be determined, but we're starting with WMFO on Saturday, July 9th.
Excellent.
Starting at 8 a.m. So rise and shine. Music.
Yes, rise and shine with live music right here at WMFO, and it will go onto the other stations. But we're first.
Yes.
We're first.
You're like the man on the moon.
Kind of an aside here, related but not so related. There is a very special release that came out. What was it? Yesterday.
Oh, do you mean Gymnasium?
Yes.
Yeah, so the Gymnasium full double album came out yesterday on CD and digital. And I'm super excited about this release, mainly because I hope Charles isn't listening, because he would kill me if he heard me say this, but I'm so proud of him. Like, it's the most epic, amazing piece of work. And kind of really came from deep inside him during the pandemic, when he was like, I'm going nuts, I'm going to make a record. And he got the best musicians in Boston to play with them. It's truly stellar, and it's like, just listening to it is like a journey. It's beautiful, and people are really responding to it well, which I'm so happy to see.
Oh, absolutely. So I'm gonna let you pick a track from this mammoth double record that we can play.
You know what, I would love it if you would play Little Disaster, because that's the single that we're putting out with the record, but also it's really good. John Paul Haida sings, and it has a really good kind of Bowie feel, like very melodic, a little complex, but 100% rock. Also, there are not one, but two guitar solos by Mr. Charles Hanson.
Oh, there you go. That is awesome. I had to segue to it. I'm sorry. I know it's about live day.
No,
but
thank you. I actually appreciate that. I'm really, really excited about that release.
Yes, and so am I. I had the pleasure of being you inviting me to the listening party. So it was great to hear all of this music, and it's been bugging me to play it on the air, and I've held on to it until now.
All right.
All right. So,
that needle, as they say.
Yes, exactly. So tune in to WMFO right here Saturday, July 9th, starting at 8 a.m. It goes to 1 p.m. for live day. All of those artists. And I'm honestly surprised, Justine, that you're not one of them. But
it wasn't my year this year.
Oh, okay. Maybe next year's live day.
Yep, you got it.
Awesome. All right, so I'm going to play a Little Disaster. Thank you, Justine, for calling in.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, thank you very much. This is Little Disaster. The album is called, I don't think we mentioned the title, did we?
It's called Hanson's Pop and Rock Music 22.
Yes, and it's a double album, 22 songs. Here is Little Disaster, 91.5 WMFO.
Once when I was a child, I was a little disaster. Things that I couldn't resolve, wasn't allowed to believe in. That ain't all, ghost in the hall, facing the crowd.
got a story that she's willing to tell on the day she's feeling up to it. You gotta lean in real close, cause she don't see so well, and she wants to put a face to it. See the spark in her eyes, hear the crack in her voice, as she reaches back to long ago. Before the drink and the drug took her house and her home, left her with this so-called life she knows. His tattered cardboard sign, just a couple of bucks, it's all that he needs. Score some hits that he can go get high. Plastic bag full of clothes, it's all that he owns. Yeah, he says his life is gonna change. Passes out in the park, where he'll sleep until dawn. In the morning things are still the same. Looking for you wherever you go, to tell you the truth, it's the devil you know.
WMFO. That was Speed Fossil with The Devil You Know. The Chelsea Curve with Girl Cave Dog. And I did a double shot of Gymnasium from the brand new record, Hanson's Pop and Rock Music 22. I played The Scene Queen and Little Disaster. I want to thank Justine for calling in, talking about Live Day. That is Saturday, July 9th, starting at 8 a.m. right here at 91.5 WMFO. We have another block coming and another special guest. Stay tuned. 91.5 WMFO.
Choices, projecting voices, peace of land, a spirit born.